The Surrey Now leader reached out to all the local candidates in the BC provincial election with a questionnaire allowing them to introduce themselves to voters. Candidates were all given the same questions, word counts and deadlines. Below are the responses as received, with questions in bold, followed by candidate answers in their own words. Here are the responses we received for the candidates in Surrey Newton. Asterisk. Candidate. Tigjot Bal, BC Conservative Party. This candidate did not return the questionnaire by deadline. Asterisk. Candidate. Amrit Burring, Freedom Party of BC. Where do you live? Surrey Newton. One sentence bio. Amrit is a father of two, a computer science graduate from UBC, a straightforward and honest person, and a defender of freedom. Why should you be elected? Amrit is father of two, a software developer by profession. He graduated with computer science degree from UBC Vancouver in 2006. Amrit is passionate about the values of straightforwardness, honesty, and freedom. He wants to provide a BC government that works for the people of BC. He wants to defend freedom of people, including freedom of medical choice, children's rights for a robust education free of indoctrination, right for affordable housing as per Canadian incomes, and wants to lower taxes. Amrit is an avid runner, backcountry camper, hunter, archer, horse rider, and practices taekwondo and yoga. Amrit's vision about our children is to make them competitive academically, physically, mentally, and emotionally so we become one of the best countries in the world. Amrit ran for mayor of Surrey along with a team of five councillors in 2022 from People's Council Surrey, which he founded. Amrit ran for Member of Parliament in federal elections 2021. This was his first foray into politics. List the top three priority issues you would address if elected. Curb SOGI 123. Curb drugs in schools. Raise academic standards in K-12 schools. Candidate. Japreet Lahol, unaffiliated. Where do you live? Surrey. One sentence bio. I am a lawyer, born and raised in Surrey. I have a Juris Doctor degree and BA, with distinction. I am dedicated to advocating for progressive and effective solutions. Why should you be elected? I am running to be Surrey Newton's next MLA with a firm commitment to resolving the pressing issues that we face. I promise to our residents that I will fight for you each and every day. I will use my background as a lawyer to analyze the root causes of the crises facing our community, including the healthcare, crime and cost of living crises, and I promise to work tirelessly to get results. My legal education and experience will allow me to critically analyze and implement effective policies. The BC NDP has provided slow, ineffective solutions, while the BC Conservatives push outdated and regressive policies that do not address the challenges we face in the 21st century. Surrey Newton deserves a leader who will present evidence-based and progressive solutions, and I will be that leader. List the top three priority issues you would address if elected. Cost of living and affordable housing. Healthcare access. Public safety and crime reduction. Candidate. Joginder Singh Randhawa, independent. This candidate did not return the questionnaire by deadline. Candidate, Jesse Sunner, BC. NDP. Where do you live, city, neighborhood, Surrey? One sentence bio. I am a labor and human rights lawyer for the Hospital Employees Union, fighting for workers' rights and stronger health care, and I also sit on the Surrey Women's Center Board. Why should you be elected? Having grown up right here in Surrey, I will bring a fresh perspective, a strong commitment to justice, and a deep understanding of the local challenges faced by the community. I understand the importance of investing in the local community and I will fight for Surrey to receive the resources it needs, while ensuring that Surrey is not ignored and neglected, as it was for 16 years under the previous BC Liberal government. As a labor and human rights lawyer, I have spent my career fighting for working people, ensuring their rights are protected and their voices are heard. I will bring that same dedication to fighting for a stronger healthcare system where everyone can obtain healthcare when they need it, increasing affordable housing for all, and investing in education to create the school spaces children need to learn and succeed. I look forward to bringing a passionate voice to the table and am committed to taking action with David Eby and the BCNDP to fight for the vibrant and diverse community of Surrey Newton. List the top three priority issues you would address if elected. Strengthening healthcare, new hospital, medical school, more doctors. Increasing affordability, including housing. Investing in education.